1,200 residents of East Chicago in Indiana have been ordered to move from their homes due to safety concerns about a Superfund cleanup site there. The West Calumet housing complex was built in the 1970s on land that was once used for lead smelting. And the Indiana State Department of Health has tested 474 residents of that housing complex, and 29 people, including 19 children under the age of 8 years old, had elevated lead levels in their blood. Michael Puente is Northwest Indiana reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Michael, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
This moving of 1,200 residents in East Chicago, some of this is very shocking, lead poisoning at this stage. What's the state doing to help these people relocate?
Well, right now it's actually an effort with the U.S. Department of Urban Housing Development. They're trying to secure funds to relocate many of these individuals, but many of these individuals have been living there for years, and some of them have very limited means. Some are single mothers with 2, 3, and 4 kids. So finding, you know, adequate housing for them, either near or far, it's difficult. It's difficult just in terms of finding a place and also securing the funding. They're also having a tough time getting that funding secured.
And it's an awful situation because if there's lead poisoning, you have to leave immediately, regardless of whether the funding or the bureaucracy or the elected officials have come up with a means for you to do that. You can't hang around.
That's correct. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, they're working with the residents to try to make the area safer. They're asking the kids not to be playing outside on the soil. They're bringing in and putting additional mulch on the soil itself. But you got to understand, a lot of these children live in this community where there's no television, there's no other forms of education, and it's summertime. So you're telling them not to play outside. That's sometimes the only entertainment they really have in this area.
Mayor Anthony Copeland has gone at the EPA as well. He's accused the Environmental Protection Agency of failing to protect human health and not treating East Chicago as a special case.
That's correct. This has been an ongoing issue, and there's been testing over the last decade in this area for lead. A couple of years ago, though, they got some very high ratings in certain sections of this housing complex, but the levels, those the testing results, what didn't reach the mayor's office until this past May, and that's when he got really upset with the EPA and told him, look, we're not going to do this sort of remediation of the land. We want those residents out immediately.
What has the EPA said?
Well, the EPA was pushing back a little bit from that. They were believing that the remediation plan was the best effort moving forward. It was part of a consent decree where the state of Indiana and the EPA all signed up on this, but the mayor of East Chicago saying this is not an adequate plan. So now there had been some, you know, give and go between the EPA and the mayor, but now they're trying to work a little bit closer together and try to, you know, solve this issue for the residents.
So elected officials and bureaucrats have to try to solve this issue for the residents. And maybe this is the unfair question I'm going to ask because it goes back to the 1970s. And the question that a lot of residents will start asking, I'm sure, which is, who had the idea to build a housing complex on a former lead smelting site in the first place? And did they test it for lead levels then? Because they could have known.
Well, that's a great question. You know, we're not even sure right now who owned the property, if the property was still owned by the company. This was done at a time when the U.S. EPA was just in its infancy. So, yeah, somebody got the idea to build this on this land. We're not sure what the reasoning behind there. You got to understand, too, though, East Chicago is kind of a landlocked city. And it's a very industrial town, not in just this area. Yeah, East Chicago produces, they have some of the largest steel plants in the country. They are very close to the BP refinery right next door to Whiting, Indiana. So they make things here. It's a very industrial area. So they are probably limited in where they can actually build. But building on the exact site where this lead smelter operated for decades probably was not the wisest decision.
Probably not. And now residents of East Chicago are paying for that decision one way or the other. 1,200 residents moved out of their homes because of evidence of contamination levels of lead in the blood of dozens of people, including children. Michael Puente, Northwest Indiana reporter for WBEZ. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.